Good morning, this is Kemp Hall. You're listening to FloorDaily.net. And I'm at NeoCon 2009, and I'm actually in the Crossville booth, and I'm with Frank Douglas. Frank, how you doing today?
I'm well, Kemp. How are you?
Good. Looks like your booth is very crowded. I think this is the right way to do it. You know, you have a medium-sized booth, and when customers come, I mean, it's packed. There's people walking all over each other, which is a good sign, actually.
Yeah, we've been really busy ever since the show opened this morning, so yeah. We're very happy.
Yeah. Well, you guys really have a beautiful look, and you actually have some big news. I mean, we're going to talk about major news in a minute, but before we do that, you actually won an award, a NeoCon Gold Award this morning.
We did. We won NeoCon Gold Award for our new product called Ultimetal, which we're launching in the next few weeks. The first metallic floor tile that we're aware of that is acid and very, very wear resistant.
So we've talked about this product, I think, at coverings. You had it on the floor.
That's
there.
Correct.
But and it's going to be available for people to actually specify and have in projects in the next month or so?
In the next couple of weeks.
The next couple of weeks. Okay, it's a gorgeous product.
Thank you.
And the other reason that I want to talk to you today is you've got big news around a whole recycling program. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we kind of stumbled onto it. We found a machine that would crush our fired product, which up until now has just been impossible. As I'm sure you know, the porcelain tile is so hard and dense that any machine that tried to break it up broke itself apart.
Mm-hmm.
And we came across this machine that's used in a different industry, and it reduces fired tile to a fine powder, and we put it back in the body and recycle it.
Well, this is great. So initially you're going to just take back your own, I guess, post-industrial scrap and use that, but I think later on you've got big plans actually to possibly even have a take-back program where you take people's tile after it's served its useful life. Is that right?
That is correct. It's a program that's very similar to the carpet industry, carpet take-back. You'll be able to take the tile up off the floor, load it into a container, and ship it back to us, and we'll grind it up.
So in the early, you're just now looking at that, and you're going to give us more information on that when it's available?
Yeah, we hope to unveil the whole program in the next 3 months. So
okay.
We're just about ready to go.
So
the crusher is up and running today, so we're very, very close.
So you take this dust, and you're able to blend it back in, and you get a product that's just as strong and same performance and same looks and everything that
yes.
you're able to get with virgin materials.
Yes, the ground-up material goes back into the body of the tile, so it doesn't affect any of the surface of the tile at all.
Yeah. So while we're at NeoCon and we're looking at all these designers you have in your space right now, what are they most drawn to as they come into your space?
Well, we tried to have some fun with this. As we did at coverings, we developed a nice theme called Crossville Rocks,
mm-hmm.
And as you can see, the booth is very crowded, and
yeah.
it's a fun booth, and we're unveiling some fun new products. And getting a great reaction to it. So we're very, very happy.
Well, I got to hand it to you, Frank. You guys continue to surprise everybody in the business because most of the people you walk around here, their booths aren't full, and they're talking about the economy and the fact that business is way off, and you guys are looks like you have the inverse of that.
Well, we felt it clearly, like everybody else has, but I don't think we've been infected to the extent of some of the horror stories that we've heard, and we're very fortunate. So.
Yeah.
Times are good for us.
That's fantastic. Well, we've been talking to Frank Douglas, who's Vice President of Business Development at Crossville, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net from NeoCon 2009.